Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Hour of Healing Power. In this live call-in show, The Healing Hour, I'm going to take your calls and help you get started on your way to your maximum potential. So come on, settle in, listen up, and I'll take your questions head on. Together, we'll find practical wisdom and understanding about what ails you. In The Healing Hour, we'll start your day off right. Insights and practical health knowledge and concepts for how you really live. I'll take your issue and help guide you with the blend of scientific medicine and the esoteric, including shamanic energy medicine. So let's shake off some of that mystery and get started on how to really live. Together, let's get unstuck. So come on and join in, join up, and let me help and let go of what holds you back from being the maximum you the world needs. Take down this call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, and let's get started on The Healing Hour right now.
Hey, Happy New Year, we're here.
Yeah, hello. Everybody, this is great. The Healing Hour with Dr. Sharon Martin, bridging the mystical and the scientific. And guess what, everybody, you're going to get today from Doc Martin? Your guide for 2022 from the straight talking shaman. That is what people are calling Dr. Sharon Martin. If you know anything about her, you'll know she walks with feet in multiple places of the world. On a regular basis, she is a doctor, a physician. She's also a shaman. She's also a certified hypnotherapist. There's so many things, but you see, this is what the world is calling forward. And today, you're going to help us get down with the guide for 2022, right?
So, you know, we've got so much, let's just say crazy, topsy-turvy, up, down. You can't find the central core lately. Everything is so topsy-turvy, up and down. So I thought, you know, let's just talk straight today. Let's talk. I can sometimes, I won't say always, but a lot of times I can see right to the central core issue. I see that with my patients all the time, that they might come in and they might be all a jumble about this in their life and their emotions here and there. And then I can just kind of find that one true ribbon of essence that we need to focus on. And I just thought we need a little bit of that for 2022, because we need to hold tight to what's the straight shot? What's the no BS? So I just thought we should spend today talking about that. And what I see all the time with my patients, what I can sense into with my intuition. And let's just give it to us straight today. What do you think, Pat?
I think that's it, because that's what you do so well. You know, people may or may not know you, but you are Dr. Sharon Martin. You are the founder of Maximum Medicine. It is bridging the gap between science and metaphysics, spirituality, and you've incorporated a way to look at the world and individuals in it through a very special lens. And, you know, one of the things that you and I talked about as you're writing your book is what happens when you write a book and how clear you get, how straight you must be to talk about something. You know, how can we help people understand the power that's within, even in a multidimensional system of our being? And that's why you're the straight talking shaman. That's why we're talking about this today. But you must have discovered something that said, I've just got to talk straight today.
And I think you're right. I think part of it was refined. When you write a book, and I have never written a book, I've written scientific papers and journal articles, but I've never written a book. And especially when you turn it into a book editor who says, what? I don't understand this. And then you go back and you think that those two sentences that were perfectly clear to you, to somebody who'd never read it before, they're going, what are you talking about? So I had to adapt over the past, I've been writing now for almost 2 years. And over the past several months, I've had to just get really clear and be very straightforward. Nobody wants a bunch of gobbledygook. How can you learn from something that's got all kinds of language and jargon and new age and new thought? And I mean, it's hard. I know I'm gonna show my generational age here, but it's kind of like, I don't know, like the abbreviations on texts or the emojis, or if somebody is too emo, or, and I'm like, wait a second, I gotta go look that up. So I know it does show my age.
I got an emoji the other day and I was afraid to respond back to the person because I had to look it up. I was like, is that a crying face, or, you know, and or I could just show it, to hold it up and show Jessica. But honestly, I had that moment of, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do.
Well, somebody said to me, well, my daughter is really dressing emo. I was like, well, wait, there's Nemo and then there's Elmo. What does this mean? And I'm like, oh, but anyway. And it's different cultural things, and different generations do have their own straight talk, even if I don't understand it. But there are some basics that I think we ought to cover today.
Yeah.
And it's really about the different realms that we exist in. We have, even if, forget about dimensions, forget about the fact that we do have different energetic bodies that belong to us that are in different dimensions, universes, whatever. We still exist as humans in the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, and the energetic. And there are some things that I've learned that I think are very prominent today and important. And so I think we should just touch on that. And yeah. I did want to say, if people want to call in or even comment on Facebook on the live stream, and you want some feedback from me, you want a quick tidbit of how I read the situation, please, the call in is 1-800-930-2819. And if you're on Facebook Live, you can put it in a comment, and Jacob and Olivia will be watching for that and let me know.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Pat, tell us what you see for 2022.
Well, what I want to say to everybody is, you know, this is not one of these readings that you do with Doc Martin where you have to know everything. We just want to know, is there something heavy on your heart? Is there something maybe we can help you with? Maybe there's something to be cleared, because we have to get straight at the core of it. We have to be able to help people and be in service of people, to literally dissect things in a way that will help people move from here to here, even if it's like a little teeny bit. That's mm-hmm. what it's about. I mean, our theme this year, somebody said to me, you know, Pat, we can always count on you to come up with a theme that's borderline goofy and maybe a little bit cheesy. And I said, okay, I think that's a compliment. And I said, well, you're going to be happy about this year. 2022, it's all about you. It's all about the new you. It's all about the you you want to become. And as a network, we're going to bring those conversations to the table that matter. Nothing is taboo. Nothing is off limits. Now, once I opened my mouth and said that, I realized that as a network, I can do it. If you listen to any of our shows from transformationtalkradio.com, if you go there to listen, and that show is not posted on any other network or any other site or any, that is really true. And I have a couple of shows that I do personally.
Yep.
But it is about the energies needed to be this new you. And when you call in a theme like that, Sharon, even though it's for a network, boy, you get to hold yourself up in front of a mirror. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. One thought I had is I kind of saw this as an image when you said, you know, let's just, even if we can tweak you from here to here, I was thinking it's like you're going down a road and there's a speed bump. Let's just help you over the speed bump and then keep on soaring. But you have to own your own, you know what. And this journey, this spiritual journey that I've been on for probably 20 years now, that I've been conscious of. And if you want to bring all of your parts forward, physical, emotional, energetic, spiritual, and have them be cohesive as you move yourself forward into your life, you can't ignore the shadow side. And many, many people talk about that. Many hosts, I'm sure, to help dissect that out. If you can't own your own BS, you can't move forward clearly, because there's a hidden part inside you. There is a potential deceit inside you that you're fooling yourself. And you've got to look yourself in the mirror, and you've got to own what you have. And then the corollary to that is you have to own it with forgiveness, tolerance, self-love. And that's a hard journey to make, but we don't have to do the hard stuff today, not the really deep, gritty stuff. Let's do the basic straight talk stuff today.
Because we're talking about energies and the energies we need to hold. And if we could start at that place, I want to talk to you about this, and I'd really love for you to comment about this. I am not alone when I say the only difference between me and probably somebody else listening is that I am surrounded by a lot of people and a lot of tools. Now, what I'm about to say, I'll probably get a lot of emails on. Even though I am surrounded with them, I will go to bed sometimes in such a fear-based mode, and I will wake up in that same fear-based mode. And the only difference between the night and the day that I do that, the one that I don't, is the degree by which I put the tools that I know about into play. Mm-hmm. And yet, I must acknowledge this.
What?
You and I are not saying this is easy. It's easy. It's not easy, but it's not as hard as you think either. And I think if we could talk to people real straight right now about the energies they want to hold in for 2022, how do you want to feel? Do you want joy? Do you want to feel safe? How do you want to feel? Do you want to feel that you could lend and not borrow? Do you want to feel that you could be of service and not always ask for service? Do you want to feel that you have potential beyond anything you can imagine, and yet you hinder your own imagination from even exploring it? See, and I think what you're doing is you're saying, look, if you want to do that, what is the BS you're dragging along with you that would not have you edit your book, not have you speak? Look, I shared something, a little story. I've been asked to be a speaker at an event this summer, and it's part of the LGBTQ community. And I thought, wow, that's cool. And they gave me something very specific to talk about. And I went back and I looked at, if I were born in another time, I would be a director, a movie. I would be a movie something. I'd make movies. That's really my hobby, right? I've got an opinion about every actor that ever played Cleopatra, but why did I bring that up? only because Gal Gadot's going to play Cleopatra. But I went back and I watched the interviews between Kate Blanchett and Rumi Mara. I love the psychology of acting and I love actors. And I watched these two women on the edge of straight talk until finally Kate Blanchett must have had enough. And I saw the difference between being on the edge of our lives and the experiences we have and the straight talk that will help us remove our barriers. You see what I mean? You said it, and I'd love you to comment on it. We can dance around what's holding us back, or we could get right to it.
I agree completely when you say it's not easy. It can be frightening. It can be embarrassing to face your own stuff. You can recognize the times you failed. But when you face that and even look at it, even if you just open your eyes a little bit, you don't totally open wide open, the quality, the caliber, the power of your life, when you open up that shadow box and you own that, the amount of power, when I'm talking about this energetically, that comes rushing into your being is so phenomenal that that will propel you forward. There is a, like coal reserves, you know, you have this whole untapped fossil fuels inside of you that if you just open even just a little tiny peak, you will access that power that belongs to you and bring it forward to be used in your day-to-day life. And I can't tell you how exciting that is to taste just the little change in a stream of your energy field from that power. And then it makes you recognize, well, that wasn't that hard. Yeah, it was hard, but gosh, do I feel good. I'm going to try a little more. And so that's the kind of, that's being straight with yourself because you really can gain. And that I'm all about gaining. I'm all about having it all.
You know, talk about, if you could, let's go ahead and skip the break for a minute, because let's talk about one of the end results of being that honest with yourself, straight talking yourself. One of the things is it allows you to first remember your dream. But the hardest thing that some people find to do is to hold on to our dreams and intentions. Let's talk about that from your perspective, the straight talking shaman.
There's a lot of pieces, aspects of this that I hope I can bring together. When you are holding a dream, your soul's essence is speaking to you. That desire is your soul's essence reaching forward into time, into your future to say, let's make that our destiny. When you open your shadow box and you own some of it, and that embarrassing part of you, how many times have you done something that you're mortified? Oh, I could tell
like
you
this
stories.
Like this morning.
But when you see it, even if you can laugh at yourself, I'm not very good at laughing myself. I get embarrassed if somebody makes a joke about me. Afterwards, I can think about it and laugh, but at the time I'm like mortified. But anyway, you open your shadow box and you take that mortified person experience forward. You've got fuel. You've just put fuel in the engine of your train to push your desire forward down the track. So that helps you hold on to your dream. The second aspect of this is, let's face it, the world is topsy-turvy right now. Nothing works the way it should, or that we thought it would, or that we were taught that it would. Politics doesn't work. The news media doesn't work. The environment doesn't work. And that's not a gloom and doom story, but just a recognition that things are spinning all around, spinning. So when I think about it energetically, and here comes the straight talk, you have a dream that's a whisper of your soul, and it's trying to percolate through, like water trying to find its way through the jumble of rocks that the avalanche just spilled down, and the water's trying to find its way through. The world is topsy-turvy. It's like we're trying to find our little stream, our little percolation as that water is seeking its way downhill. Holding on to that, despite the topsy-turvy, it might be one of the hardest things that you could do, but it is the most powerful. Why is that? Okay, it's powerful to be loyal to yourself and to honor yourself and to overcome your self-doubt and to keep saying when the whole world is saying, oh no, you can't. And of course, why would you do it all when you say, well, yes, I'm going to. I believe in myself, I'm going to. But the other thing is, and this is going to get a little woo-woo and a little mystical, there are changes going on in the galaxy, in the universe, in the evolution of the Earth itself. So in order for us to follow that evolution and as a human stay connected to the Earth, we've got to stay connected to our dreams, because then we are the truest to ourselves that we can be, that we are putting our best, most accurate, most honored, most respected self, and I mean that in self-honor and self-respect, forward. And we need that maintenance of human energy to be the best to come forward right now, because we are literally creating on the fly. We are manifesting the Earth in front of us, the evolution of the human species in front of us. So the straight talk is, don't give up. If it's percolating and it keeps returning to you, that idea that you've always wanted to write, or perhaps you always wanted to learn to play a musical instrument, or you just know, now I'm going to confess I don't know enough about this to really tell you, but you just know that if you started trading in Bitcoin, you would make a lot of money. If you've got that kind of inner knowing, do not give up on it. Do not give up. 2022 is the year of you, because, and we'll do a show in a couple of months, Pat.
Yeah.
I'm just getting a hit on this now about manifesting.
Yeah.
Because we have the power inside ourselves to literally unfold our future in front of us. And so the straight talk is, don't give up that dream. Hold on tight. Bring it forward.
You know, this is showing up in so many ways. I mean, if you take a look back, and I did this as we were, I did this in December as I was thinking about 2022. And I just took a look back at a 36,000 foot level. And I was in so much gratitude, like tears of gratitude for the innovation of humanity over the past 2 years. And I shared this on another show, and the person that was interviewing me said, what if you lost your mind, right? I mean, and I said, maybe. But think about what happened. We became a cosmic adaptogen. We became that. Didn't always look like that. But restaurants that started to deliver to homes, grocery stores delivering to homes, any place that you bought anything other than Amazon, which always delivers, but any place that you would normally have to show up with, telemedicine, a meeting with a doctor. And one of the things that happened that nobody said would ever happen. Ever. I mean it. Was the 12-step programs going online. That agenda item was on the books for 15 years, and it would never make it to the conference level to even get that talked about. So you see, how did we do that in the middle of what some people call the worst of our times? But isn't it totally what you're talking about? Isn't that,
that is
what your vision
definitely
is?
Definitely holding on to the dream.
Yeah.
And yeah. I love what you said. We are capable. We are cosmic adaptogens. We do have energies fueling us that we, you know, we might not even be aware of, from the Earth, from the galaxy. And the human species can evolve, and it can evolve in sync with the Earth and come up with newness and glory and excitement and potential. And it's not going to be because we went under worrying about the topsy-turvy bat stuff crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And isn't that really your call to action? To really get to the place when we talk about being a straight talking shaman, we're talking about getting to the point of things, and getting to the point of things rather quickly and rather authentically, even if we're not 100% on target, even if we're just not 100% on the mark, right? But it's not dilly-dallying, as Linda would say. Linda's favorite word for me, when I'm in a rut, you know, when I'm in my DRP rut, you're floundering. I will get the straight talking, you're floundering. Snap out of it. Put on your brain tap. Go play ping pong. You need to snap. I mean, to me, I can count on somebody in my life. But what you're talking about is helping people in a way where they understand the spiritual, the body, and the mind from a straight talk integrative way. And that's why I say that when you're at the 36,000 foot level and you're looking down, I mean, Doc Martin, we've seen some conflicts in the past couple of years that many people think didn't exist. I just think they bubbled up. We're seeing countries attack other countries now and taking advantage of our sleepiness around COVID. We can talk about all of those things. But what happens when we acknowledge them, but then talk about all the other things? I want to talk to you about something when you come back. This idea of honoring oneself and ruminating about the past, or ruminating about a thing, or ruminating about the boss that I had in 1974, that every time I mention his name, he makes me cry. Ruminating is the killer of positive, optimistic energy. When we come back, Doc Martin's going to walk us through, how do we honor ourselves? How do we honor ourselves? And does honor have a shadow side? Doc Martin, go to drsharonmartin.com. We're taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. Are you ruminating about something? Is it something you're thinking about that you're like, gee whiz, why don't they get on with it? Want some help with that? We're ready to clear some energy, straight talking shaman way with Doc Martin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, look, some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking purpose and meaning. Well, The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to reach out and go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, go to transformationtalkradio.com or go to carlgreer.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune into And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife, with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Those of you that were watching us during the break on KKNW's live streaming on YouTube, you just heard my little story about my conversation with my doctor, and you know, it was fascinating because I'm here with Dr. Sharon Martin, who lives in this world. She lives in both worlds. You know, I'm a doctor. I have a PhD, but I'm not a medical doctor. But Sharon Martin is. And if you ever looked at her education credentials and her experience, you would get one side of her. If you then look at the journey she went on to become the straight talking shaman, to be that person that is looking now at where we are in the world, and day after day, she sees people that if they only knew dot, 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 I don't know what it is, just fill in the blanks yourself, dot, 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 their lives would change. That's why we're starting this series. And this is why, if you want to get right at the change you want to make now, it doesn't matter what it is. I suggest that you get on her calendar, 833-940-1882. 833-940-1882. Schedule a straight talking shaman session with her. Get at what's really causing you to be bat crazy. Didn't say it, Benny. Didn't say it. And let's get on with it. I want to talk about honoring yourself.
I want to tell a story.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
This is not mold in the world of COVID, but I want to tell a story of a typical type of patient that I see. And this is a man who had kind of had what we call pre-diabetes for many years, kept it at bay. And then all of a sudden, bam, diabetes out of control. And we're talking scary stuff. We're talking sugars in the 500s, which can easily tip you over into a metabolic and chemical imbalance that you could end up in the hospital.
Well, may I ask you to explain this though? Because when you get tipped to that level, this is what happened to Walter too. When you get tipped to that level, you're talking about amputation. We're talking about serious stuff. Because in the pop culture, diabetes is thrown around, but nobody really understands what happens when you go from that straight talking thing to this other one, right?
Yes. So let me just back up a second. So if you have years of your sugars being too high, sugar floats in your bloodstream. It sticks on your red blood cells. It sticks on your nerve endings. It sticks on your cell membranes. And when it sticks on your immune cells, and the immune cells don't work, your nerves don't work, your lenses in your eyes don't work, the blood vessels at the back of your eyes and the retina don't work. And that's also an inflammatory condition to build atherosclerosis. So years of high sugars are a very high risk for bad circulation leading to amputation, bad circulation in your kidneys leading to kidney failure, leading to blindness. The list goes on and on. But even before you get to that years and years, on a short-term level, you have no energy, you feel like crap, and you are hungry all the time, because when your sugars go high, it's because your chemistries are out of balance and those calories are not feeding your cells. So your cells are not getting nutrition, even though your sugar is high. You think, oh gosh, they should be thrilled. They have all the sugar they want to eat, like a toddler, you know, put loose in a bowl of candies or something. But I told this patient, I said, wow, these are high. We're going to get aggressive right now because we're going to bring them down fast. But let me tell you what you need to do. And type 2 diabetes, which is they're diabetes where your body can still make insulin, not the kind that you see. It's called type 1, that people have to have insulin or they die. Type 2 diabetes can be controlled remarkably so by changing your diet. Although with the basic American way of eating, the majority of Americans, that's very hard to do, because you've got to go to a different kind of cleaner eating. Younger people seem to know this better than people my age. But here's where self-honoring, self-love, and commitment to that desire in his soul to join up with the life force. He didn't say this, I did. He did everything I asked him to do in terms of taking medicine to get his sugar down, and he changed his diet. And in 3 months, he was back on just a maintenance medicine instead of the 2 injectables and the 2 other pills. And a year later, his sugars are normal. To me, that is the epitome of self-honoring and self-love. Now, his wife will say to me, you're the reason why this happened. And I said, I didn't do the work. I didn't do the hard work. Well, no, you're the reason why. I said, well, energetically, as I do with all my patients, I put an energetic safety net around people to hold them off from going off the cliff. I said, okay, I can see I did that. And I can see my training and my intuition chose the medicines and what to say to you. But that patient had to do the hard work. He changed his diet completely. And I kind of, the simplest way I tell people, the straight talking way I tell people, you eat food the way God made it. It grows as a fruit or a vegetable or as meat or fish. You don't go and buy a box of something that's processed and you have chemicals when you read the ingredients. That's not food. That's something you might put into your body, but it's not really food. So when you do that, that is an honoring of the deepest nature.
Yeah.
That you are actually committed to the life force you have within yourself, and you are committed to your cells. You are telling your human form, I care enough about you to do what's right for you, and together we'll make it through. That's the biggest, most amazing. That's the 2022, the year of you. That's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And to see that happen, and I know that's a very literal world story, and it doesn't have a lot of mystical woo-woo in it, but it is so powerful.
It is. It is. And mm-hmm. I have to tell you, I'm trying to hold back my tears a little bit. Because if Walter would have spoken to you, he might be alive today. And while I know that it's hard to know from this wife that it is about you, there's a part of that that's really true, Sharon, because mm-hmm. you said yes to a journey that changed you. You became your own adaptogen. Mm-hmm. You know, you lived on one side of a coin. And your choice to really step in and learn about the other side and then integrate it is what's saving lives. My friend's husband did not have a Doc Martin. Mm-hmm. And there was nothing that I could have said, not being a doctor, because that's his frame of reference. But how bold, though, mm-hmm. because people may think, what's the big deal? Doc Martin just, no, doctors really become bold when they represent holistic medicine. That's what maximum medicine is. That's what you did. See, that's why the woman said that to you. And not only that, Sharon, is it's what makes you so special. It's the reason why people call you the straight talking shaman, because you're going to get at the source to help somebody, and that help may save a life. And right now for 2022, the energy is people want to rise up. Mm-hmm. They want to rise up. They don't know how. And in the United States of America, we're individualistic, so we think we just can do it ourselves. But isn't that what you talk about, honoring ourselves? Isn't that the story you told? We don't honor ourselves. And boy, I cannot afford to go to bed at night, not one more night, if I'm to enact my vision with fear and doubt. See, doubt is my mind killer. Mm-hmm. How do we shift? How do we learn? How do we get to this place where even a small adjustment can move the needle? No pun intended. I didn't mean like the injection needle. Sorry, I was talking to Linda this morning about this, but you understand what I'm saying. Just move the needle a little bit.
Well, first, I just want to say blessings to Walter, wherever he is.
Yeah,
that's hard to lose somebody. Yeah.
Who we didn't think we were going to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right in one key part here when I think about it. And maybe I do that differently than other physicians. So I'm not very good at talking straight about myself. But I do look at people and I try to find that ribbon of desire and try to bring their attention to it so they are linked back up with their core essence, and then they can make decisions from that. And it's hard to do sometimes because nowadays, well, I live in rural Pennsylvania. People don't talk about this stuff we're talking about. They're very salt of the earth. I have a lot of 80 and 90 year old patients who are still independent, out in their houses and on their farms. But I can talk to their essence and try to say it in a way that helps them see the honoring choice of something that'll lead them forward in terms of their health. So, and some people are going, this is not news to anybody listening, but there, some people are going to leave the planet. Many people are going to leave the planet.
Yeah,
we are in major evolutionary upheavals, and the energies are topsy-turvy, and they're going to be very hard to ground yourself to the earth. And people with their physical form won't be able to hold. So blessings to those who have left us already and to those who might leave us. But we who are here and we are listening and you want to grab on, I want to spend the last few minutes talking about this key point.
Okay.
I've mentioned it a little bit earlier in this episode. We have got to connect to the life force. And that's what I'm learning from my one of my spiritual teachers, Dr. Patrice Fields. That life force is what guides the evolution of the earth, of the stars, of the galaxy, and of humans. So all of our decisions, we're going to drop the do it because, and I've been told to, and I have a duty to, and, you know, it's what my mother said I should do. And instead, if we've got a desire and it brings us life force, joy, pleasure, a feeling of expansion, of excitement, it makes your heart soar. You make your choices at every fork in the road on that which brings you in sync with life force. And that sounds a little bit esoteric or a little bit abstract, but feel into it. If it feels expanded and right, and you surge inside yourself with the knowing that this is a good choice, choose it. And that's how, and I believe, back to my patient with diabetes, I believe he chose that because he chose the life force of his cells and helped to amplify that by feeding them the nutrition they needed. He has lost weight. He's energetic. He exercises. He can walk. He can breathe. He can bend over. And on less medicines than a year ago, his sugars are normal. So life force, to me, that's the key for 2022 and beyond. And life force is you, the capital Y-O-U, you.
Yeah.
But when you feel that it makes you bigger and expanded, and not big in terms of putting someone else small, but big in terms of you just feeling your heart swell up with the excitement and the joy and the pleasure, life force is what you want to choose every time. And I can help you do that in private sessions if you want my help. And I have to look at my book to get my phone number. I never have it memorized.
I have it right here. Okay, for those good. Of you out Tell there, me. Yep, 833-940-1882.
Or email me at Sharon at drsharonmartin.com, drsharonmartin.com. There's so much ahead that we can grab onto and excel and expand and amplify and activate. It's exciting. Does take some hard work. Hard work of looking inward, hard work of owning those mortifying moments. We had one show, maybe Pat and I'll have a show about bloopers and we'll share with you.
Yeah, let's do it.
All of our mortifying, oh my gosh, I've done some goofball things in my life. But so life force, Y-O-U, Y-O-U.
You know, every day I'm struck by both sides of a coin. And maybe it's just the way I was raised. You know, I was raised by an optimistic mother that was depressed and killed herself. Just the most happy, joyful, optimistic, had a vision for a life, made my dad give her money to open up her own store, right? And so I got to have both sides of a coin. But in the middle of that was love. And I think when we honor ourselves the way you just talked about, when you talked about your patient, you have to remove the barriers and the shackles and the crazy mind that says, I don't deserve. And then you fill in the blank, right? I don't deserve to heal my body. I don't deserve to excel at this. I don't deserve to graduate high school on a stage. You know, if we're telling ourselves those things and we use a baseline that is fabricated to help us fit in our human skin, we miss out on so much. Because you said it before, and I'd love for you to end the show with this. Not only is this a year about you, but this is a year about extraordinary, exquisite possibilities. What do we need to embody that?
We have infinite potential. And we can tap into it. And I want to just look ahead for a quick moment to say February with Valentine's Day is kind of the month of love. And our show, Pat and I are going to do mid-February, is really about bringing the love in even into the dark places. And that's how you get your potential. When you are willing to believe in yourself enough to reach in and grab that essence and grab that whisper of your soul that's percolating, that wants expression, and be brave enough to bring it forward. And then you'll find out that that didn't take that much courage, because the excitement that you're left with far, far outweighs the discomfort you had just by looking. So infinite you, high potential. Let's do it. Let's be maximum 2022. Let's do it.
I love it. Dr. Sharon Martin, more to come. Congratulations on your book, right? Congratulations on the process of writing your book. That will be out of your hands into the publisher's hands in March. And that is a journey I can't wait to talk with you about. But I think we have to be able to laugh at ourselves a little bit. And so I'm looking forward to that blooper show that you want to do.
I know we should do
absolutely. Oh, we should absolutely do the blooper show. It makes so much sense. Again, everybody out there, go to drsharonmartin.com. That's drsharonmartin.com. Check it out, Maximum Medicine. If you've missed any of her shows, when you go to her website right there, you'll be able to listen to every show she's ever done. She does two of them, The Healing Hour and Maximum Medicine. And both of those are available because why? She's on fire and of service. 2022, Doc Martin, it's all about you.
Hey, Benny, next time, Alicia Keys has a song, Girl on Fire. Maybe we could key in a little bit of that.
You got it.
All right, that's a word.
Oh, you guys, so nice being with you.
Dr. I love
Pat,
it.
Thank Benny, you, Jacob, Sharon. Olivia, yeah. Nice seeing you.
Thank you for listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're going to be together the third Wednesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific for candid, honest conversations to help you change the way you think about healing, about yourself, about your life. Did you hear your answer on the show? Well, I will be with you next month, ready for all your questions, from energy medicine to traditional healing and beyond. Healing is flow, movement, and destination. But are you stuck? What is your true destiny line? Listen in, call in to let the world know. Together, we'll choose what brings you into healing and let you call in all the power of the universe to act on your behalf. Reclaim your path. To learn more about me, Doc Martin, and Maximum Medicine, The Healing Hour, visit www.drsharonmartin.com. See you all next time.